Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Torres. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North strikes out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Washington reaches second base with a double. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive towards first. Mayberry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive to left field. Rudy throws towards the infield. Torres fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Torres. Otis moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis scores. Mayberry moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mayberry scores. McRae moves to second. It's 2-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae scores. Cowens moves to third. It's 3-0, Royals. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Haney and he is safe. White steals second. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Royals. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington throws the ball into Campaneris, who tags Martinez trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Stinson now catching. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splittorf fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-1 in the game. North hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first, with Torres covering, for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cowens strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to second. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Washington scores. It's 3-2, Royals. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. Potek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Haney and he is out, Campaneris applying the tag. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquett is 0-for-2 in the game. Paquett hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-2 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudy takes first base on ball 4. Marty Patton now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White bunts in front of the plate. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Cowens moves to second. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Potek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens moves to third. Potek moves to second. Jim Todd now pitching. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stinson takes first base on ball 4. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Haney to Bando. The throw back to home, and Cowens is out at the plate. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-3 in the game. Paquette hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Lintz pinch runs for Sal Bando. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lintz. The throw from Stinson and he is safe. Lintz steals second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lintz moves to third. Two outs. Ken McMullen pinch hits for Phil Garner. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Larry Lintz now playing second base. Ken McMullen now playing third base. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. Otis reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Mayberry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McRae is walked intentionally. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tim Hosley pinch hits for Larry Haney. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley strikes out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 3 in the game. North hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Tim Hosley now catching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Potek bunts towards first. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first, with Lintz covering, for the out. White moves to second. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White moves to third. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 4 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White scores. Stinson moves to third. It's 4-2, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stinson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 4 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Cesar Tovar pinch hits for Larry Lintz. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.